It started like any other night. Stephen Miller got back late from his restaurant job, dropped his bag in the kitchen, and he started flipping through Facebook. And then he saw this post.
I just can't take it anymore. It's too much. And I looked at it. I remember pausing. I remember thinking about it. I remember thinking I really should talk to him about it. I should reach out maybe. And then in that moment of like thinking about what to do, I really felt kind of embarrassed to reach out, like it wasn't my place to say.
Miller says all these questions started running through his head.
What the hell do I do if he is saying he's going to die? What if I get him on the phone and he's saying, I'm going to die?
And at the time, Miller felt utterly unprepared for that kind of conversation, so he put it off.
And I kind of thought to myself, well, I'm going to call him in the morning.
But the morning was too late. Miller's friend died by suicide that night. And Miller says that moment, that pause in his mind, it's never left him.
I think the one of the things that really is extremely hard for me is to think about how much pain my friend Alex was in. And to think about how, I don't know who we had to talk to that night. I don't know. I know that nobody responded to his posts. The only response was, oh, you're being so dramatic. So I don't think that you have to be an expert. I don't think that you have to know all the warning signs or the risk factors or the highest target groups. And, you know, you don't need to know that. You need to know that people who contemplate suicide are in an extreme amount of pain. And sometimes just reaching out and stumbling and be like, hi, is enough.
That message is at the heart of a new partnership between Facebook and a Seattle-based suicide prevention organization called Forefront. That's where Stephen Miller works now. Forefront's director, Jennifer Stuber, told me Facebook came to her organization and said, we want to make it easier for people to reach out. So together, they developed a new feature.
What the new tool does is it offers up three different options. It says, first, if you know that person, message them directly. A lot of people on Facebook, however, are friends with a lot of people and don't really know them that well. So if you don't know the person, there's also the option that Facebook puts out there to reach out to a friend that does know that person well or has been in recent contact with that person. And then the third option is tell Facebook about it to get some resources to that person, as well as to get some resources for the person who's concerned about the post.
You and your staff are trained in suicide prevention, being able to recognize real signs, having the right response. The rest of us, how can we equip ourselves to both recognize and reach out in the correct way? And how can Forefront help us with that?
Oh, I'm so appreciative you asked that question, truly. You know, suicide is an issue that really touches all of us. It's a little bit like knowing CPR. The idea is that as many people should be educated on this subject as possible, and there are a lot of different trainings available. And a key part of that is there's a big myth that if you ask someone directly about suicide, that that's going to put the idea in their head if they didn't have the idea in their head. And that is definitely a myth.
What happens if I get it wrong?
I think that one is an interesting one. I mean, there's one of the things that we did in the course of developing this product with Facebook is people who had lived experience with attempted suicides were part of developing the messaging around the product. What we're hearing from that community is that show of support, that show of care is really, really important. Even if it turns out you didn't hit it right on the nose, that show of support and concern is really important.
You know, Facebook is this gigantic, multi-hundred-billion-dollar corporation. Their vision is to connect people. Their vision isn't, we want to work in suicide prevention. What motivation does Facebook have to do this?
Well, it's really funny that you asked that question, because when they first reached out to Forefront and to me about potentially a partnership, I was quite skeptical. The realization came for me that they actually really care when I realized that they had these teams around the globe that are assembled so that they can be responsive 24/7 to any post that comes up that's of a concerning nature, whether that's pornography or cyberbullying. You know, they can take posts down that are really damaging and harming to others. I really applaud them, frankly, for taking a very proactive stance on the issue of suicide prevention and other issues like cyberbullying. And I think other social media companies should really follow suit.
There are people who do not trust Facebook, even though they use it. They're worried that the company is trying to mine us for data or has some ulterior motive. So what do you say to them?
Well, first thing I would say is that these are tools that can be used. They're optional. But I do think that the potential benefits associated with saving a life outweigh those kinds of fears.
Jennifer Stuber is the director of Forefront. She adds, if you see a post that's explicitly about suicide, contact law enforcement and get a welfare check right away. Do not wait. After she and I spoke, I logged onto Facebook to check out the new tool. There's a tiny chevron symbol at the top right corner of every post. The symbol led me through a number of pages before I actually landed on the one about suicide prevention. So it is a bit complicated, but Stuber says they are working on that. And by the way, Seattle has a 24-hour crisis line. That number is 8664-CRISIS.